Let's talk some more about new agents and approaches to MDS. And Guillermo, we've been hearing there's work going on with checkpoint inhibitors.
We know from the solid tumor experience that hypomethylating agents actually activate the expression of PD-1 and PD-L1. So the group at Hopkins published very beautiful data that actually was based actually on a clinical observation. So I heard one Steve Bayling around 4 or 5 years ago talking about some trial of lung cancer where patients came to Hopkins for a trial of decitabine or azacitidine, some hypomethylating agent. And the patients did not respond. And then somehow these small 2 or 3 patients, I think this was anecdotal, went to Memorial or something like this. And then they got into a trial of PD-1 and the disease apparently disappeared. And then Steve came back and they saw actually that you could, in a way, prime these cells with the hypomethylating agent. So I was listening to this talk and that afternoon we decided to check the expression of PD-1, PD-L1. And this paper is published in Leukemia in 2014. We saw exactly the same thing. So if you look at the pseudo stem cell of this disease, the CD34 positive cell, they actually express PD-1 and PD-L1 at the mRNA level. And if you treat them with a hypomethylating agent, you actually enhance that response. So now I can tell you that thanks to this data, there may be in the country probably over 10 clinical trials looking at different PD-1, you know, from Pembro to Nivo to, there are like 4 of these drugs. So
they're anti-PD-1, PD-L1.
And then there are trials where people are looking at monotherapy with PD-1 or combinations with these PD-1s and PD-L1, and importantly, with hypomethylating agents. So we completed a multi-center study of what we used to call MK-3475 for low-risk MDS, and we're trying to put that data together. And there is a number of studies looking at ASA plus PD-1 and PD-L1.
Could I just clarify one thing, though, because this comes up, as you know, in every single cancer nowadays, and one of the issues is, have you yourself or anybody, let's say at your place in your trials, observe patients who seem to be having an extraordinary response either to a checkpoint inhibitor alone or, you know, more than you would expect from a hypomethylating agent?
Okay, so this I have to be careful because none of this data has been really presented at any meeting, but I can tell you we have treated over 100 MDS patients with PD-1, PD-L1 inhibitors, and there are people. And the first wave of trials were in what we call HMA failure. I'm pretty sure there will be a case about this. And the perception is that, similar to what you see in the solid tumors, it appears that there is a fraction of these patients that stabilize and that they are now alive well
longer than
what they should be. But this is not tested yet in a randomized trial or in a really solid prospective studies. These companies are so busy with the solid tumor trials and the lymphoma studies that they are doing these smaller trials in MDS just to pick what type of signal there is. But from our studies, there are people alive. I mean, I just saw yesterday before coming here, she's on her 55th dose of Pembro. This is given every 2 weeks with HMA failure MDS.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Harry?
So just to follow up on that, for the last year and a half, I've been the chair of a working group of investigators from the cooperative groups in North America and Canada. And we've designed a randomized phase 2, phase 3 study in collaboration with CTEP that is now going through the activation process, first steps. Interestingly, based on the MD Anderson data and some of these reports, our control arm in older AML patients is going to be azacitidine for less fit patients. So it's AML, but often these patients have evolved from MDS, same kind of biology. And one of the several treatment arms is going to be nivolumab with azacitidine. The NCI.
This is just AML or also MDS?
It's just AML at this
point.
Anything
like that being talked about for MDS?
There's a separate working group in the cooperative groups for MDS. And so that's one of the ideas that's been proposed there as well.
I know 5 clinical trials looking at this in MDS.
So it seems like that'd be mighty attractive, as a lot of checkpoint inhibitor trials are nowadays for people in practice.